Hachette Audio presents House of Bone and Rain, a Barrio Noir, written by Gabino Iglesias, read by Jean-Marc Byrne and Daya Mendez. Tuboriken. Chapter 1. Gabe. Two bullets to the face. The Wake. Abakine. Brotherhood of the Gun. The Church of Anger. The last day of classes, our last day as high school students, marked a new era for us. We wanted it. We feared it. We had plans for it. Then Bimbo's mom hit the sidewalk with two bullet holes in their face, and the blood drowned out all those plans. Bimbo called to tell us the day after it happened. His real name was Andres, but we mostly called him Bimbo because he was brown and chubby and looked like the mascot bear of a brand of cookies. It's normal for people to report the death of a parent. Old age, cancer, a heart attack, whatever. Old people die and we expect it, accept it even. It's normal. Murder is different. Murder is a monster that chews up whatever expectations you had regarding death and spits them in your face. Murder is an attack on someone's life, yes, but also an attack on those left behind. When Bimbo called to tell me about the death of his mother, Maria, I felt attacked.
They shot my mom, man.
5 words about the recent past that were heavy enough to crush our future. I said nothing, because there was nothing to say. Death swallows words, or at least shows you how fucking useless they are. Maria had been working the door at Laser Club for a few years. All she did was check IDs and yell at the gorillas inside if anyone got belligerent. At least, that's what everyone thought. What most people didn't know, and we knew only because we were Bimbo's best friends, was that she also dealt on the side. But no judgment. Mothers are sacred. Mine definitely is. In the pregnant silence that followed Bimbo's words, Maria's coarse laugh came to me, a ghost made of sound. I wondered what would happen to the spaces that laugh was supposed to fill in the world, the ears it was meant to touch, the conversations it was supposed to decorate with its humor. I saw Maria climbing into the shitty Chevy Malibu she drove everywhere, Hector Lavoe screaming nasally from those busted speakers, his voice leaking out the window like the perfect soundtrack to Maria's perpetual smile. When my pops died, when I...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?